Spartans are in their royal blue uniforms. They have yellow numbers and yellow trim. Worse on the home white uniforms, black numbers and orange trim. Big crowd tonight. A lot of people wanted to see this game and see these two teams despite the cold weather. It'll be Helsham and Winchester to jump it up. And we are ready to roll here on a Tuesday in January. Up she goes. Tip control by Warsaw. They'll work to the far end, the east end of the Tiger Den here in the opening half of play. It's Bricker against a man-to-man defense, left side to Chastain. Chastain out to the top for Neely. Neely drives down to the right, dumps it down the corner to Bricker. Bricker will have the ball knocked away. She gets it back. Tries the baseline, got cut off again. She'll bounce it out to Neely. Neely to Zartman. Zartman had the ball knocked away. She gets it back. Now to Winchester, way out on the left, into the corner to Chastain. To Neely on the wing. Neely drives the free throw line and then backs it back out. Hands to Winchester. She hands to Bricker. Bricker on the drive of the lane, draws a double team, fakes and throws it back out to Winchester. Winchester hands back to Bricker. Bricker with a head fake and a drive up the left side of the lane into traffic, got spun around and threw it out of bounds. That's happened a lot to Joss here the last few weeks. She has gotten down in there, got stopped, and then what happens next has not turned out that great. It's the first turnover of the game, and Homestead's got the ball for the first time. This is Epps, not a Fry. Fry to the top of the circle for Helsham, and back to the right for Ankenbruck. Ankenbruck dribbles against Bricker, throws it out the top. They go down inside against Helsham. She'll turn and score with the right hand. Helsham at 5'11", got the ball down inside against the 6-foot Chastain, and it's 2-0 Spartans. Bricker on the handoff. Thought about the three, thought against it. Backs away against Mollering. Now dribbles right and bounces to Chastain. Out to the top, Winchester, left side to Bricker. Bricker holding waist high. Out to Zartman between the circles. She'll step back for three, and she puts it through. Her 58th three-pointer of the season. Warsaw has the lead 3-2. Drive down the lane, a kick out and a bad kick out. Thrown away by Fry. It's out of bounds to the Lady Tigers. So Warsaw with the lead and the ball. We played a minute 46. Homestead won the JV game 41-31. Recipe for losing for the Lady Tigers. They had 22 turnovers or minus 13 on the rebounds. Good pass, Chastain, into Winchester on the low block left, and she puts it home 5-2 in favor of Warsaw. 2 minutes into our opening quarter. Kick back to Epps. Epps trying to work on Neely. Takes her from right to left and spins back in the lane with a right hand hook up and in. Maya Epps averages 18 a game. She's got her first two. Chastain the other way. Dribbles down, picks up her dribble, throws it out to Neely, now to the top to Winchester. Winchester back to Chastain. Now to the center circle for Zartman. She'll hand off to Winchester on the weave from right to left. Then to Bricker coming back to the near side. Takes it in the lane, stop and go move. Got knocked over, threw it hard off the glass. No good, no foul call. Play goes on. Homestead looks to regain the lead. Epps in transition, shoots a three, shot it short. Neely's got the rebound for Warsaw. Neely will dribble up the middle, kick it back to Zartman, a transition three, book it. Two threes in the first 3 minutes for Zartman. Warsaw leads 8-4. Across the line goes Fry. Fry near sideline for Ankenbruck. Out to the top for Helsham. Helsham puts her head down, now throws it back out. Mollering to Helsham. Up the baseline, cut off. Throws it back out to Epps. Epps on the drive, dribbles left, and they're going to call for travel. She banged into her defender and was a little off balance in the process. And Warsaw's got the ball leading by four with 4:44 left to play here in our first quarter. Bricker to the line slowly. Waiting there is Mollering. They clear out the right. Bricker looks and waits for the B option, gets it out to Neely. Right side there's Zartman again, open for three, not this time. Winchester, though, the rebound. She'll muscle it up there with the left hand, and she's fouled. Helsham gets the first foul of the game on either team. Free throws coming up here for Winchester and the Lady Tigers. Warsaw is a team, 79%. Winchester, 81%. As a matter of fact, four of their five players are shooting over 74% at the free throw line as Winchester gets the first one up there, and it is no good. Winchester was threatening 90% before that stretch of road games before the holidays. She's struggled at the free throw line a little bit, including one out of three against Mishawaka. She missed the first. She gets the second. She's got 3 points, and Warsaw leads 9-4. A five-point lead in this game won't last very long, the way it's starting. Helsum out on the left. Backdoor cut wide open. Fry for two. They ran a little back screen. It was perfectly executed. The pass was on the money, and Liv Fry's got her first two to make it 9-6. Winchester hands back to Bricker. She'll fire up a long three. That's no good. Ankenbruck the rebound for Homestead. Hands off to Epps. Epps through the center circle. Left side for Helsum. Helsum, they run the same play. This time Neely got a hand on it. Zartman dies for it, and they're going to call a foul. They call a foul on Zartman. Look, all the Homestead players think it's on Homestead. They all started to walk back on defense. Zartman gets a foul for diving into Epps, which, to be honest, I don't have a problem with the call. It was just weird that all the Homestead players thought that it was, well, now, wait a minute. The foul originally was called against Zartman, and they're going to leave it at that. Off the inbounds, Helsum's wide open. Her three's no good. Winchester the rebound. Outlets near midcourt to Chastain. Chastain back to Neely at the top. Winchester, she'll gather up and fire a three. That is long, and the rebound's grabbed by Epps for Homestead. Epps on a counterattack, weaving her way down the middle against Chastain. Spins right to the basket and scores. She's done that three times the first 4.5 minutes of the game. It's 9-8, Warsaw with a one-point lead. 3:20 left to play here in our opening quarter. Winchester sends Bricker down toward the right corner, then dribbles right, hands off to Bricker. Bricker then back to the right corner. Zartman open and shooting and hitting again. Three three-pointers in the first quarter for Brooke Zartman. 12-8, Warsaw. In transition, Helsum. Or check that, Ankenbruck picks up her dribble, throws it to the elbow for Helsum. Backs down in on Chastain. Muscles her way in, kicks it back out. Fry between the circles, near side to Epps. Epps between the rings now for Helsum. Right side for Mollering. Mollering pounding the dribble. Off a screen comes Epps to the top of the circle. Sees some space, drives left around to Chastain and scores. My Epps has 6 points. That's 14-8, Warsaw. Winchester at the top. Down to the left corner for Chastain. Back up to Bricker. Bricker from 25, shoots it, missed it way wide right. Rebound grabbed by Epps for Homestead. Up the near side comes Mollering. Mollering back to Epps. She'll hold it underneath her armpit and then dribble left off a screen. Warsaw will switch the screen, and it's well played there by Bricker. Epps picks up her dribble. Free throw line pass tipped away. Taken away. Taken away by Bricker. Zartman was the one who originally tipped it. In transition, three, no good. Winchester, a flying rebound, and a foul is going to be called against Helsum for Homestead. Helsum gets her second foul at 1:57 of the opening quarter. Both teams will make changes. Emma Royst, a 5'9 senior, checks into the game. Also, Kendall McLaughlin checks into the game, a 5'8 sophomore. We know Dad is watching this game back in Fort Wayne. And he knows a little bit about this gym. His wife used to play in this gym. Off a screen there, Zartman for three more. In and out this time. And the rebound's grabbed by Ankenbruck for Homestead. Long pass down the court. Kelsey Renz in the game just went over her head. Pass inside McLaughlin. And they'll kick it out. Up the baseline goes Helsup. She drives in. She traveled. The Homestead fans disagree, but that was a very good call out of bounds. Burt McLaughlin played his college basketball across town at Grace College and married the former Sheila Whitaker. And Kendall's big sister is that McLaughlin from Homestead. Carissa, who went on to play at Purdue, was Miss Basketball in the state of Indiana. Vilma's out there for the Lady Tigers. They get it to the left side to Bricker. Bricker out top the rent. Wren dribbles right, has Winchester on the block, didn't throw it to her. Now they lob inside. Great catch by Winchester, but she shot a little short. The pass by Zartman was actually to the basket side of that, and I don't know how Brooke reeled that in. I'm not sure she saw it before she caught it. Epps to the right wing. Out top, here's a three on the way by Ankebrook. It's an air ball, and it's out of bounds to Warsaw. 1:02 left to play in the quarter. Warsaw leads 12-10 over Homestead. So Sheila's here tonight, back in her old stomping grounds. Bert's back home watching. Bert, we miss you. I'm sorry that you're not here. Bricker walks it across the line, 55 seconds. He's going to clear out the right. Mollering, guarding Bricker. Wren, and a whistle, and a foul called against Epps. Epps ran through the screen, set by Wren, and ran her right over. The official was right there to make the call. That's three team fouls on the quarter for Homestead. Warsaw has only been called for one. It's out of bounds to Winchester and the lead Tigers at the far end. Winchester will take a step toward the sidelines and bounce it in the corner to Bricker. Up the sidelines to Villema. Villema across the top to Wren. Wren had the ball poked away. She'll dribble it from there. 40 seconds to go. Now they bounce it in the lane for Winchester. She'll try the up and under and missed it. Shot that one a little too hard. And the rebound's grabbed by McLaughlin for Homestead. 30 seconds left to go in the quarter. Warsaw leads by two. Epps, near side, Ankenbrook. Now she'll bounce it out to McLaughlin. To the right side for Epps. Looking into the post. Nobody home. Royce drives down the lane around Rem. Put it up. Whistle, foul call. Winchester took the hit, but I don't think she got the foul. Let's see. No, it's Bricker's foul. Her first, team second. Free throws come up here for Royce. Homestead is a 74% free throw shooting team. Royce shoots two. Free throw up and good. She has a heavy brace on her left leg. She had a torn ACL. Her first game back was the Snyder game last weekend. This is her second game back from that injury. Bricker is out. Neely back in for the Lady Tigers. Second free throw, no good. Rebound to Villema. 10 seconds left to go in the quarter. Delaney up the near sidelines. Out to Winchester, 6 seconds. Now to Neely. Neely with four. With three. Double team. Back to Zartman. She'll force up a long three, and it's off the back of the rim. No good. One quarter in the books here in the Tiger Den. Warsaw 12, Homestead 11. We'll start quarter two in 60 on News Now Warsaw.